How to Share Scripture with Wisdom, Brevity, and Consent? A motorcycle chaplain should be ready to share scripture. But being ready does not mean being quick. It means being wise. Scripture is living and powerful. It brings truth, comfort, correction, hope, and light. Yet even something holy can be handled clumsily if it is used without consent, without sensitivity, or without regard for timing. That is why a chaplain must learn how to share scripture with wisdom, brevity, and consent. Let's begin with consent. Before sharing a verse, it is often wise to ask. You might say, "Would it be helpful if I shared a short scripture?" Or, "Would a brief Bible passage be welcome?" That question does several good things. It protects dignity. It reduces pressure. And it lets the person receive scripture as a gift, rather than endure it as an imposition. Sometimes the answer will be yes. Sometimes it will be no. Sometimes it will be not now. A good chaplain can handle all three. Next is brevity. In many chaplain settings, especially in motorcycle-related environments, shorter is better. A person in pain may not be able to take in a long passage and a long explanation. A grieving family member may remember one sentence but not 10. A guarded rider may tolerate a brief verse far more readily than a mini-sermon. So choose carefully. Pick a passage that fits the moment. If someone is afraid, a verse about God's presence may help. If someone is grieving, a verse about comfort may help. If someone feels lost, a verse about the Lord's care may help. And when you share it, keep your explanation light. For example, you might say, "One short verse that has helped many people in hard moments is Psalm 34:18. Yahweh is near to those who have a broken heart and saves those who have a crushed spirit. I just wanted to offer that in case it helps." That is simple. That is respectful. And that leaves room. Now let's talk about wisdom. Wisdom means you do not use scripture as a reflex. You do not throw verses at pain because silence feels uncomfortable. You do not quote a passage to fix a person, win an argument, or prove your spiritual seriousness. You share scripture because it truly serves the person in that moment. Wisdom also means you avoid misfitting verses. Fresh grief is usually not the moment for correction. Shock is usually not the time for a long theological explanation. Public settings are usually not the best time for deeply exposing passages. A wise chaplain chooses passages that carry truth with gentleness. Your tone matters too. Read or quote scripture calmly. Do not shift into performance mode. Do not suddenly sound like you are on a stage. Speak naturally. Let the weight be in the word itself, not in your delivery. It is also fine to paraphrase briefly if you do not have the exact wording in front of you, but do so carefully and honestly. And when possible, keep it close to the text. After sharing a verse, do not force a response. You do not need to ask, "What did that mean to you?" right away. You do not need to explain it at length. Sometimes it is enough to say, "I just wanted to offer that." Then let the moment rest. If the person wants more, they may ask. If not, trust that a brief word from scripture may still remain with them. And what if someone says they do not want scripture right now? Then respect that. Do not become offended. You may still serve them with presence, listening, and prayer if welcome later. Scripture should never be used as a power move. When shared wisely, scripture can become one of the most meaningful ministries a chaplain offers. A single verse, well-timed and gently given, may stay with a person for years. So remember the pattern. Ask permission. Keep it brief. Fit it to the moment. Speak it naturally. Leave room. That is how a motorcycle chaplain shares scripture in a way that is faithful to God and respectful to people.